Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. November is National Adoption Month in the United States, and today we'll talk to an author who looked at 16 adoptees who impacted our world.
Being adopted does not put you at a disadvantage. In many cases, it puts you at an advantage.
The people you'll meet have made huge impacts on their times, from political leaders to entertainers to sports figures. Stories of adoptees who changed their world and ours on today's American Cafe. There are more than 135,000 children adopted in the United States every year. They come from the foster care system, from private agencies, from family members, and even from other countries. Some notable celebrities, including Sandra Bullock, Viola Davis, Katherine Heigl, Angelina Jolie, Nicole Kidman, Hugh Jackman, and Ewan McGregor have adopted children in recent years. If you have an Apple computer or device, you have an adoptee to thank for it. That's the same case if you enjoy a Bach concerto or a song by country star Faith Hill. Paul Batura is the author of a new book, Chosen for Greatness: How Adoption Changes the World. He spoke to me about some of the people in his book, and the list might surprise you.
Nancy Reagan is a fascinating one to me on several levels. Everyone knows who she is. Everyone knows that name, but most people don't know the name Anne Robbins. And Anne Robbins was her name at birth, and she was part of a family that divorced, and she went to live with an aunt in Bethesda, Maryland for a good while. Then she was reunited with her birth mom, and her birth mom remarried. And this is where the story kind of takes an interesting turn. Her birth mom remarried a Chicago neurosurgeon by the name of Loyal Davis. And Loyal Davis was a strong conservative who really influenced Nancy through her teenage years, especially. And then when she moved out to California, you know, she had taken his name. So she went from being Ann Nancy Robbins to Nancy Davis. And Nancy Davis was trying to get work in California as an actress, but there was another Nancy Davis who was on the communist sympathizer list. And they said, you need to go talk to the president of the Screen Actors Guild to help straighten that out. And of course, that president was Ronald Reagan. And, you know, without Nancy Reagan in Ronald Reagan's life, I don't think he would have become governor of California or then ultimately president of the United States. So, you know, had she not been adopted, had she not changed her name, I don't think she would have met Ronald Reagan.
And you also mentioned Steve Jobs. Now, I, for one, did not know that he was an adoptee.
That's right. Right there in Silicon Valley, which is, of course, quote-unquote coincidental, his birth parents were actually not his birth mom's first choice. His adoptive parents, they were a couple that turned him down, was the choice number one. Choice number two was Paul and Clara Jobs. And Paul was a mechanic, had a workshop in the house. And Steve famously said, I didn't really love working on cars, but I loved working with my dad. His father had such a profound influence on him in very small ways, in the sense of, you know, it was his father who taught him the beauty of design, even design you cannot see. And when you open up an Apple computer today, you'll see that it is quite beautiful. And that was his father's influence on him. But it was the neighborhood he grew up in. He was surrounded by tech titans. It was an emerging field at the time. He got to know HP executives. He interned there. It really had a profound impact on him. If it were not for that influence, I don't think he would have become a founder of Apple.
Now, what are some of the other figures that people might recognize from your book? Who are some other very notable adoptees?
Sure, they're varied. Gerald Ford is another. Gerald Ford was adopted as a little baby. Remarkably, his birth mom wrapped him in blankets and escaped the birth father, who was threatening to kill him with a butcher's knife. And his name was Leslie King when he was born. And he grew up, his mom remarried Gerald Ford Sr. And so that's a kind of a remarkable turn right there. Someone as far back as Johann Sebastian Bach, Dave Thomas from Wendy's, Tom Monahan from Domino's Pizza, Babe Ruth, George Washington Carver. You know, they really run the gamut. And that's what I was trying to do, was to show the breadth of the adoption influence.
And how did being adopted affect these people? Because now, in modern society, we hear people talking about, you know, trying to find their birth parents or trying to find their roots. But it sounds like that these folks, even though the parents they grew up with were not their natural biological parents, they were parents nonetheless.
That's right. There's that people often say biology is destiny. Well, you know, your parents are your destiny in many cases. And in all of these situations, it was really the environments that they were placed in. They were put in, obviously, stable homes, whereas they came from, generally speaking, a little bit of instability. Adoption tends to do that. It tends to bring some order to chaos. It was the friends that those families had that opened doors that they otherwise wouldn't have had. It was, just that professional expertise. You have someone like Babe Ruth, who was taught by a Catholic prelate by the name of Brother Matthias. Well, he didn't just teach him the difference between right and wrong. He taught him how to play baseball and was a huge influence on his life. I mentioned Dave Thomas from Wendy's. Dave Thomas is kind of an interesting story because it wasn't a great Hallmark Hall of Fame adoption story. His adoptive mother died. He wound up being raised by a single father for most of his childhood. But what was the turning point for him was his single father, not much of a cook, used to take him to restaurants. And there in the restaurant, the two of them would sit, and his father, not much of a conversationalist either, didn't really know how to connect with his son. So Dave would stare off into the kitchen, into the restaurant, see other people enjoying their meal, and thought, I like this. This is what I'd like to do. I'd love to own a restaurant. I'd love to, create an environment where people could have fun and enjoy themselves, and I could eat all I wanted for free. I mean, that's how a little boy thinks. But it was that adversity that he encountered, really, that he turned into prosperity later in his life.
What do you hope that people take away from this book? It sounds like a very positive profile of people who were both adopted and of the adoptive process.
It is, and I do hope people take that away, that adoption is a great option, that those who might be thinking of the alternative, certainly abortion. There are over a million abortions a year. Adoption is a wonderful alternative to that. Life is a better choice. And the other thing I really hope is that anyone who might be adopted or know an adoptee would realize that being adopted does not put you at a disadvantage. In many cases, it puts you at an advantage. And certainly for those families who are considering adoption, there's a lot of need out there. There's hundreds of thousands of kids in foster care, over 100,000 kids available today to adopt. I really hope that they would see that they could potentially be raising the next president of the United States if they felt called to that that field.
Paul Batura is the author of Chosen for Greatness: How Adoption Changes the World. So what do you think? Are you adopted? Are you thinking of adopting a child? Do you have an adoption story? Let us know by logging on to our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. That's also where you can post your questions or comments. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.